Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it's Tuesday, the 8th. Day of June 2004. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. The websites are prisonplanet.com and prisonplanet.tv, as well as infowars.com. If you want to go visit the Prison Planet sites directly, headline, London Independent, 2,000 body bags and detention center readied for G8 protesters. The people that live in the coastal areas of Georgia, and it's in the mainstream news, are fleeing their homes under total fear. Thousands of police, 20-plus thousand, thousands of troops, marching army vehicles everywhere. They are walking, battering their batons on their shields down small-town streets, down highways, letting everyone know you are slaves. That's all this is just another drill to get you ready for total control. We have chilling Associated Press photos and video clips on the Prison Planet websites and a bunch of mainstream news articles. 2,000 body bags and detention center readied for G8 protesters. Anxiety runs high at G8 summit site, the Detroit News. And it said heightened security, potential for violence prompts residents of Sea Island, Georgia to flee before talks. Few protesters in Savannah, well, they've banned them on eve of G8 summit. G8 security forces waiting for something to break. That's the actual headline out of the Associated Press. Here's another one, G8 security forces. And we've got photos, police practice maneuvers during G8 crowd control training in Savannah, Georgia. Shows them in their black uniforms, black Darth Vader hats, beating their batons on their shields, all part of the psychological warfare. Intimidation. Headline, AP, military vehicles drive throughout the state. Military vehicle drives through downtown Brunswick, Georgia. The coastal area, including the site of this week's G8 summit, has quickly been transformed from a series of quaint tourist towns and resort islands to a military security zone. The governor preemptively declaring martial law. That's right. Openly on their news, they're calling it martial law. Martial law preemptively for your safety. Also, U.S. Roadways open to Mexican trucks. Father of Nick Berg blasts Bush Cheney administration. Sunnis and Shias denounce new government president as a U.S. puppet and CIA agent. Reagan versus neoconism. We'll get into that. Also, U.S. casualties in multiple Iraq attacks that we never seem to hear about. And I dug out a Time magazine article about Reagan trying to join the Communist Party. I mean, his own autobiographer wrote that, so I mean, it's not like it's debatable, but they try to put out the spin. But I mean, I guess it's conservative to try to join the Communist Party. I guess if I try to, you guys will think I'm conservative, so maybe I should. Just a bunch of other key news. Webster Tarpley, who wrote the unauthorized biography of the Bush dynasty, one of the best research documents I've seen. We have some of the chapters posted on Infowars.com right now. He's going to be joining us to talk about how the government could be getting ready to engineer another terror attack. And we'll also interview him concerning the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan by the shadowy forces of the New World Order. That's coming up in about 25 minutes, or the bottom of the hour. And he'll be with us for an hour. We'll also have open phones to get into all this martial law news and talk about the history of it, how they've incrementally turned up the heat on the entire population. Also, there's a lot of other new Big Brother news and imminent terror attack news. We have a jam-packed broadcast for you. I will take calls today, but I'm trying to limit the calls to about a minute apiece because people end up holding forever, and I want to get to everybody. The toll-free number to join us on air, we'll go to your calls early in this broadcast, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Is the air you breathe killing you?
What?
The Environmental Protection Agency studies state that indoor air is up to 70 times more polluted than outdoor city air. Even Oprah addressed this concern on her show. Heard enough?
Sure have. How can I purify my air?
Easy. Start with a visit to purifymyair.com. Order the home air purifier. Lab tested. The home air purifier will eliminate toxins like smoke, chemicals, allergens, pet dander, will kill all germs on your countertops, and more.
Wow. Where can I get the home air purifier?
Just visit the web at purifymyair.com or call 1-888-88-MY-AIR. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Use promotional code MyAir and find out how you can receive your free bathroom ionizer or a free vacation while supplies last. The home air purifier comes with a 90-day risk-free guarantee and free shipping.
I'm going to call 1-888-88-MYAIR or I'm going to purifymyair.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Have you noticed how we now just calmly go, oh, here's last week's issue of Newsweek magazine. It says the future of shopping. You're going to have a microchip under your skin. Just accept that it's no big deal. Oh, the government admits that they order the military to torture people. Oh, the Supreme Court now says they follow the orders of the United Nations. Oh. They've declared martial law in six counties of Georgia and said they'll shoot to kill anyone who protests or causes any problems. And they've ordered and have on the ground 2,000 body bags, and the police are marching around in Darth Vader outfits, beating their batons on their plastic shields to the point where people that live in the town that own hotels, restaurants, businesses are fleeing. This is in the Associated Press, the Detroit Press. In local TV stations, they're fleeing in fear. Military, helicopters, army troops, National Guard. Because the rulers are coming. I mean, in the Soviet Union, it wasn't even this bad. In China, it got this bad sometimes. But no, the new America, gotta keep you safe. Gotta protect the world leaders from the terrorists. And then you track who the terrorists are. And it's the government. And then I have this. You know, I've been pointing out that all over television, all over the newspapers. It was Rumsfeld and Bush and Alan Dershowitz, liberals, conservatives alike. Torture's good. Let's pull people's fingernails out. Let's beat them with rubber hoses. Let's stop their hearts with these new respirators. I mean, that was on Fox News. I got clips of all of this in police states, retotal enslavement. Torture's so wonderful. On and on and on for the last 2.5 years. And I said, well, wait a minute. The government's saying they didn't torture these people or didn't order the torture and rape and beating to death of people. They've been all over TV saying it. Why isn't the media pointing this out? Well, finally, I guess because of the election, it's being pointed out. Police endorse torture for terror suspects. That's Calgary Sun. Here's the Scotsman. Lawyers argue Bush can legally order torture. See, I mean, if they're publicly saying they were going to torture people, I mean, it was on television. And then, oh, we never heard of this. It's rogue people. You're on TV saying it 2 years ago. Experts say U.S. prisoners are subjected to Iraqi-style abuse. Finally, the Williamton Journal is reporting, and there's just thousands of these cases, beating people to death, torturing, raping people in solitary confinement for years, naked, living in 2 or 3 feet of their own affluent. I mean, I've got stacks of these articles. You think it's bad for the Iraqis, and maybe you sickos think it's good. Well, how is it good for citizens? And then here's another one. U.S. not bound by torture laws. A Pentagon report last year argued that President George W. Bush was not bound by laws banning the use of torture. We read this last year, according to the Wall Street Journal. Exactly. They've been all over TV, all over the White House website, all over the newspaper saying torture was good. And then we see what torture is, beating people to death and sodomizing men and women and raping them. And, oh, we never were involved. This is rogue elements. Here's another one. This is out of the Indianapolis Star. Bush could okay torture in war, lawyers argue. They say he has supreme dictatorial power. Martial law, dictatorial power, you're all going to have microchips. Folks, it all happened. We're here. 2004, nightmare science fiction movie, you're living it. Your license plate's being scanned by the cameras. Your face is being scanned. Foreign troops publicly massing all over the country. The government saying brace for massive terror attacks. Listen to this Indianapolis Star Tribune article. Bush could okay torture in war, lawyers argue. A team of administration lawyers concluded in a March 2003 legal memorandum that President Bush was not bound by either international treaty prohibiting torture or by federal anti-torture law because he has the authority as commander-in-chief to approve any technique needed to protect the nation's security. Now, I thought when they didn't find the weapons of mass destruction, or if they did, but it was all marked U.S. and Russian. You can't bring, oh, look, this U.S. marked nerve gas we gave them. All the admitted inspected sites. Thought it was torture. Why, Saddam's a dictator. He has supreme power. He has rape rooms, torture rooms. Yeah, he was trained by us how to do it. Fort Benning, Georgia. Thousands of his cadres. Thousands of those making up his cadres. This is admitted. So now we're back at the prisons we paid to build, and the rape rooms and torture rooms are back in full swing. Good Lord, that was incredible. My goodness, I just touched my microphone, my Electra voice, and got massive electricity. Whoa. Ah, that will wake you up. I don't know what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. But that was extremely painful. That feels like the time I stuck my hand up into a light fixture. Oh, that hurt. Glad I didn't say something else. I stuck my hand up in a light fixture, accidentally touched the metal part. It was in the bathroom, the socket for the light bulb, and I better keep my lips away. I simultaneously touched my lips to it and grabbed it and got, I touched my lip. It shocked me. Then I grabbed it in a reflexive manner, and now I push the microphone down reflexively, so it's down about 1.5 feet. I'm having to lean over it. I don't dare touch it, so I'm here speaking into a cattle prod, my friends. I mean, that wasn't just like some static electricity. That was very... All right, speaking of torture here, I'm being tortured doing this show. Some kind of short or something. My ElectroVoice RE20 has turned into a cattle prod. Okay, that's a diversion. Let's try to get back to the news as I I'm going to try to touch the plastic/metal stand of this and bring it back upright. Here we go. I'm going to have to touch it. Okay, the plastic's not shocking me. Okay, here we go. Man, that was out of the... I'm afraid to touch this baby. Okay, all right, everything's under control now, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, that's radio, man. That's never happened to me before. What on earth is going on here? Refocusing on what I was saying. Okay. Bush could okay torture in war, lawyers argue. And, again, I just have this long-term memory. Now, I have a quasi-photographic memory. And so I went and dug the articles back out, and we reposted them from a year ago, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. If torture's good, we're allowed to torture. Law enforcement magazines going, we may start torturing people on the side of the road. Torture actually isn't bad. The government says it's good. Rumsfeld on TV. And then we see what the torture is and the orders they were given. And they say, oh, no, we didn't ever authorize that. So a team of administrative lawyers concluded in a March 2003 legal memorandum that President Bush was not bound by either an international treaty prohibiting torture or by a federal anti-torture law because he has the authority as commander-in-chief to approve any technique needed to protect the nation's security. Well, I guess Hitler then just protected his nation's security by torturing and killing. The memo prepared by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld also said that any executive branch officials, including those in the military, could be immune from domestic and international prohibitions against torture for a variety of reasons. One reason would be, the lawyer said, if military personnel believed they were acting on orders from superiors, except where the conduct goes so far as to be patently unlawful. And now we know. Hundreds tortured to death, hundreds of women raped, 70 to 90% of those in the 32 camps stopped at checkpoints, totally innocent, whole families brutally tortured. I mean, stealing 3 sticks of wood gets your car run over by an Abrams tank. We've played that audio many times on PBS. So brutal, brutal, brutal stuff. And we'll get more into detail on this later in the broadcast. We do have Webster Tarpley, an unauthorized biographer of Lord Bush, Sr., the Bush family, coming on in about 15 minutes, and then I'm going to get into all this other news as well. I know we have callers. We'll try to get to you in the next segment. 2,000 body bags in detention center readied for G8 protest. London Independent, June 8, 2004. Just calmly talking about torture, calmly talking about having to have a microchip to buy and sell in Newsweek, calmly talking about martial law and body bags, just calmly talking about torture, just calmly. Because we don't have any morals in this country anymore, so they can put in whatever they want into that vacuum. And it says the body bags have been shipped in, locals are running scared, and foreigners are being arrested and deported. Organizers of this week's G8 summit are taking no chances with security. Jane Dixon reports from a community under siege. You're thinking, well, that's just the British. I just touched the microphone again and got shocked again. This is not very good. well, I'll tell you, this will cure me of the habit of touching the microphone. and it goes into detail of the body bags and the troops and people fleeing, caravans of vehicles leaving the coastal areas of Georgia because the troops are yelling at people and beating batons on their black uniforms. Helicopters, armored vehicles, tanks rolling around, Humvees rolling around, and they've been told they'll be shot and killed if they get out of line anyway, so everybody's fleeing, basically. This is your new freedom. Oh, my goodness. And so that's the London Independent for you, but here's the Detroit News. And it has a photo here of hundreds of troops with the police marching in, beating their batons on their shields. It says, Brunswick, Georgia. Charles Lott, who owns the downtown drugstore here, is so paranoid he's leaving town for the duration. Carolyn Hearn is leaving, too, because of the anticipated hassles getting on and off the nearby island where she lives. And it goes into all of that. We'll come back and take a few calls and get more into this. Just preemptive martial laws. It's a new America. It's a new freedom. But we we fight for it, so we can be slaves of the government. We'll be back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power, a gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Webster Tartley coming up here in just a few minutes, so let's try to go to these calls as quickly as possible. Danny in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hey, I've got two pieces of quick news for you. But first I wanted to ask you, did you get a chance to watch Meltdown on FX Sunday night?
I don't even know what that is.
What it was a movie about, it was supposedly Al-Qaeda taking over a nuclear power plant in California. And long story short, the terrorists took the plant over. The FBI and FEMA came in to save the plant. And it turned out that it was not Al-Qaeda taking over the nuclear power plant. but it was some U.S. veterans from Afghanistan that had Bin Laden cornered, and then the government gave them orders to let Bin Laden get away, and the guys were all dying from depleted uranium.
And well, that's interesting. I'd like somebody to type that and send it to me. What else is on your mind real quick, Danny?
I wanted to let you know there's an article that just popped up on Reuters, and it's talking about an August 2002 memo to the White House about torture. It says...
Yeah, we were just covering that then, and that memo was out a year ago. There were other memos out years before that. They've been all over the news saying they were going to torture. And, I mean, so, you know, the media is going, ooh, we've broken some big story. It's all been public. Hey,
yeah.
Thanks for the call, Danny. Good to hear from you. Dylan in Texas. Dylan, go ahead.
Howdy, Alex. You're doing a great job today. I know we have big storms going on here in Austin, so bless you there at the microphone with the shock.
I have no idea. Well, this isn't like the shock I've been getting isn't. It's like 10 times, you know, the worst, shock you get just from the electricity in the air. What's on your mind, sir?
That relates to what I want to say. I know this is not a religious program, but I just want to remind the believers out there that the only security and subjugation is with Jesus Christ. That being said, focusing on our form of government, I believe everyone should read Black's Law Dictionary 7th edition from 99 for a Republican form of government. I'm sick of these people talking about these politicians' character, the character of these individuals and all this stuff. We need to be judging government by Republican form of government.
Well, absolutely. Thanks for the call. There's a big difference between a republic and a democracy. Good points. Let's go ahead and talk to Carol. Carol, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. I was trying to call yesterday. I was at the National Convention in 1980 when Ronald Reagan asked George Bush to be his running mate. And the ironic part of this is I worked in the Reagan headquarters, plus I was a delegate. And it was strange because the men came in and asked, you know, who can type a letter? And I said I could. And they said the first letter I typed was the invitation to Gerald Ford. And then all of a sudden, some other men came in that none of us knew, and they said, type a letter. And this was the invitation to George Bush to be the running mate, which I typed. And the crazy part was everybody in the office went nuts. We were just like going, what is going on? Because we all knew that Ronald Reagan despised George Bush. And we were wondering what was going on. So I called the head of the Republican, you know, person that was there, and I told them what was going on. And they said, what? And this was like, it was like a coup happened downtown Detroit, Michigan at that 2000 convention. And I can tell you this, it was unbelievable. When I left that convention, I left politics and I never got back in it because that was just way over the top.
Well, Cleon Skousen talked to Ronald Reagan that night and he said, look, Henry Kissinger threatened me. And then they'd announced that it was going to be Gerald Ford. And then suddenly it was George Herbert Walker Bush that Reagan had attacked as a trilateralist. And then suddenly here comes the whole trilateralist CFR administration. So you were there in Detroit in 1980 and saw this.
Oh, I saw it all. And I'll tell you what, it scared me to death. And I said, something else is going on here. And when I talked to some of the other people that were, we'll say, the high-ups in the Republican Party, we were all Reagan delegates. And we knew how Reagan felt about the Bush bunch because they were the trilateral bunch and the CFR bunch. And we knew it. And then, you know, when he got shot, none of us were surprised. We were more or less expecting it. And because we knew George Bush wanted to be president, and we knew they wanted to push that agenda. And we knew how dangerous George Bush was. And but see, the average person in the public, they don't know this. They have no clue. They listen to what, you know, the people on the news tell them and what they print in the papers. But when you're there and you're witnessing it, it's a whole new ballgame. It's creepy.
I hear you. Well, I appreciate your call, and you ought to contact somebody like Webster Tarpley and tell your story.
Okay.
Because it's a mirror image of what he and others have gotten.
Oh, people need to know this. People really need to know this. They need to quit reading the regular paper because it's not true.
I hear you. Good to hear from you, Carol. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to austinwheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience, and we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Day began with a special service
to rescue the hostages to have
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109 or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people are shocked and flabbergasted right now. According to the reports that are coming out in the Wall Street Journal, you name it, that the Bush administration bragged that basically Bush is God, that he has unlimited authority, and that he can approve any technique, including brutal forms of torture. I mean, they've been all over the news the last two-plus years saying torture's good. And then it's no surprise now that we see the results of it, people being tortured to death. Also, they have martial law going in areas of Georgia right now for the G8, all part of training you to be a slave. London Independent headline, 2,000 body bags and detention center ready for G8 protesters, regular U.S. Army, National Guard on the streets, armored vehicles. We've got the situation with Reagan dying, and it's a good reason to go back and look at the history of the attempted assassination of Reagan and the staged events there. But before we do that, here's the trailer for Michael Moore's new film, Fahrenheit 9/11. It comes out in about 2 weeks, or the 25th. And again, the New York Post came out and said that basically he ripped me off for 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. I don't really agree with that. I mean, it's a public thing that happened. Everybody should be able to tell the story. Yes, I'm one of the first people to make a film about it. Almost 2.5 years ago, I had Road to Tyranny out within months of 9/11, a 2.5-hour film, even more pertinent today in hindsight than it was when I made it, even more backed up and confirmed. And then there's part two of that, The Masters of Terror, my second film on the subject. You need to get them to get the real answers and to get the big picture of how Republicans and Democrats and foreign governments carry out terror, not just the evil Bushes, because it's a lot bigger than just these minions. Go ahead and play the trailer.
You can make people do anything if they're afraid.
The FAA has taken the action to close all of the airports in the United States.
All commercial and airline traffic was grounded.
But we had some airplanes authorized at the highest levels of our government to pick up Osama bin Laden's family members and transport them out of this country.
In the middle of the war, corporations decided to hold a conference to figure out how much money could be made.
Once that oil stops flowing, it's going to be lots of money. Whatever it costs, the government will pay you.
It's going to be good for business, bad for the people.
Congressman, trying to get members of Congress to get their kids to enlist in the Army and go over to Iraq.
The USA Patriot Act allows for searches of medical and financial records.
It gives law enforcement almost unlimited power.
They wait till the middle of the night. It's printed in the middle of the night.
How could Congress pass this Patriot Act without even reading it?
Sit down, my son. We don't read most of the bills.
No one read it.
Members of Congress, this is Michael Moore. I would like to read to you the USA Patriot Act.
Let the eagle soar.
From the corridors of power.
Congressman?
Congressman?
To the streets of small town America. To the front lines.
An impressive crowd, the haves and the have mores. Some people call you the elite. I call you my base.
Comes the true story that will make your temperature rise.
I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers. Thank you. Now watch this drive.
All right, folks. And, you know, go see it, fine. But Michael Moore says the answer is the left coming in to save us, the UN. The same military-industrial complex that carried out 9/11, that controls the Bush crime family, created the UN, controls the IMF and World Bank. It's a fraud. You need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, to expose the entire system, or it just aids the New World Order. So go to InfoWars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, order the videos via our secure, safe shopping cart. I authorize you to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes to get them out to everybody. Take action. Make the toll-free call to get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. The videos are $25.95 apiece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. We got a bunch of books and books on tape and other documentaries concerning 9/11 by other great researchers available via InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well, or by calling 888-253-3139 if you want to know the truth, how deep the rabbit hole really goes. All right, I want to thank him for holding. I've had him on several times in years past. He's Webster Tarpley, a great journalist and researcher, wrote the preeminent, definitive, unauthorized biography of the Bush family, which, by the way, is online for free, but I suggest you buy a hard copy of it. We have some of the chapters posted on InfoWars.com. And we're going to get into Reagan, the attempted assassination, the shadowy groups involved, the Hinckleys, but more importantly, his incredible report about the setup for an even larger 9/11 attack carried out by the globalist. Mr. Tarpley, good to have you on with us.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then let's just give people in a nutshell the Ronald Reagan-Bush connection, what happened in the election, what really went on with the assassination. Then I want to get into terror attacks.
Well, as you say, I'm the author of this unauthorized biography of George Bush that was put out in the summer of 1992, and which sold out about 25,000 copies. It did have some appreciable impact on the election campaign. The Republican National Committee reportedly found that the scandal material in the book against Bush would be enough to defeat him in a close election. And to some extent, that is, I think, what happened in the sense that the Iran-Contra chapter was very, very explicit and I think helped some people to bring up the Iran-Contra gun-running and drug-running issue against Bush, because he, of course, had directed every single phase of that. He was the undisputed covert operations czar of the Reagan administration. All covert operations went through him.
And in your book, you detail how they had that internal coup of how he got to be the head of that.
Yes, and I'd like to talk about that in some detail. The other thing, let me just say, my experience with terrorism goes back to a book that I published in Italian in Rome in 1978. A minister in the Italian government asked me to write a study about the Moro kidnapping, the kidnapping and murder of the guy who had been the prime minister of the country. And my finding there was that Henry Kissinger was the prime suspect, along with various NATO intelligence agencies.
And now it's even come out 2 years ago in the London Guardian that the supposed communist out blowing stuff up were really, and this is now admitted, the former head of intelligence admits it, was actually CIA to then be able to go after political opposition. So these guys love to blow stuff up and kill people and blame it on their enemies.
That's the oldest game in the book. And let me also say, in 1991, in the midst of the Bush administration, I put out a special report called American Leviathan, Administrative Fascism Under the Bush Regime. And that was the first Bush regime, so the Leviathan state, right, the dictatorship.
Let me digress briefly. I'm sure you've heard that it is martial law in the coastal areas of Georgia. Troops, police, people are fleeing in fear, and they're calling it martial law.
As far as I know, it's the whole state is in a state of emergency. That was declared, I think, at the end of May with a view to this G8 that begins today.
Yeah, it was declared about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they're openly, and now we have top generals openly saying martial law is good. Looks like they're having to soften us up for it.
Well, martial law, the state of siege and so forth, these are basically alien notions. And these things come from the neocons. If you look at the neocons, they all go back to Leo Strauss. And the patron of Leo Strauss, the guy who made him what he was Carl Schmitt, a card-carrying Nazi who designed the emergency martial law paragraph in the Weimar Constitution that allowed Hitler to seize power legally. So if you look at neocon theory, that the center of it, the essence of political power for them is martial law, the state of siege, the state of emergency.
Well, look at the terms they use, homeland security, fatherland security. I mean, it's they're following it down to a T.
Rather Germanic, wouldn't we say? Yeah. And for the neocons, political power resides, they say sovereignty resides, with the person who can declare a state of emergency. And when there was a coup in Prussia, about 6 months before Hitler's coup in Germany as a whole, this guy Carl Schmitt was literally the lawyer for the coup at the Constitutional Court. So when you say neocon, you're saying neo-fascist or neo-Nazi with this overtone of coup, martial law. So these are foreign notions, Alex. These are alien notions.
Just to back up what you had to say, from the Wall Street Journal, the same things in the Indianapolis Star, it's in the New York Times. Bush could okay torture and war, lawyers argue. A team of administration lawyers concluded in a March 2003 legal memorandum that President Bush was not bound by either an international treaty prohibiting torture or by federal anti-torture laws because he has the authority as commander-in-chief to approve any technique. So they're saying he's God.
Well, the Constitution says different, and that's what we have. So I recommend constitutional government, and I think if you look at this book of mine, again, it's online, and the www.tarpley.net, we can go back and see how the breakdown of law, because that's what it is, has been busted up through a series of coups, attempted coups, and so forth. Maybe we can start, we just want to get a little bit of background. Concerning Reagan and Bush, a lot of nonsense has been
said. Before we do that, in a nutshell, who are the Bushes? I mean, let's in a nutshell who they are and then extrapolate out to Reagan.
The Bushes are a financier family, and they're now at the center of the main faction of finance oligarchy, I would say. In other words, it's the Bush family. It goes back to Prescott Bush in particular, who was part of the financial infrastructure that helped to bring Hitler to power. He was working at the Brown Brothers Harriman Investment Bank, that's the U.S. branch of...
And Skull and Bones is Germanic, founded in 1932 by the Germans. So this is, they eat off Hitler's silverware at the tomb, MSNBC. This is a continual theme.
They do, except that the real center of all this is not, it's not really permanently in Germany, it's in British intelligence. In other
yes,
words,
I agree. Go
the
ahead.
Bank of England, Brown Shipley, in other words, that's what the Brown Brothers Harriman is a branch of. It's a branch of Lord Montague Norman's Brown Shipley in London. So the idea is that Prescott Bush, as I said, I guess I was on your show on the day before Thanksgiving of 2001, Prescott Bush was a director of and shareholder of the Union Banking Corporation in Lower Manhattan, which was run by Thyssen, T-H-Y-S-S-E-N, and this Thyssen or Thyssen had $3 or $4 million at that time, a much larger sum than it would be today, which was there, and this was profits that had come from various Thyssen-owned companies in the United States, and this was then in touch with a bank in Holland, and then with the Nazis, presumably. So the idea with Prescott Bush is there are three things. One is that he's part of the infrastructure for financing the Nazi Party. He's also part of the managerial structure for Auschwitz and other death camps, in the sense that this is now the IG Farben Standard Oil cartel.
And then on top of that, it just came out last year in major East Coast papers, which you'd already reported, that up until the early 50s, he was still funneling Nazi money for the Nazis into the U.S.
Right, and to himself. In other words, that the Bush family fortune is tainted by money from Auschwitz, as was pointed out when Bush visited Auschwitz.
And then how do you have with the neocons following Strauss and others openly saying they're fascist, but then a lot of them happen to be supposedly Jewish? It's really weird.
I think this is basically irrelevant, and this is some kind of a camouflage that they use, but essentially these are atheists, basically.
I agree with you, yes.
Who are also in league with the basically Nazi thinking. The other one is that Bush, Prescott Bush, the grandfather of the current tenant of the White House, was somebody who was, he was involved in companies that were at the heart of the German war machine, killing American GIs and other Allied troops. So,
okay, so fast forwarding now to 1978-79, the election heating up, Ronald Reagan bad-mouthing Bush as a globalist, a trilateralist. I mean, let's go through that.
You just have to remember that Bush was CIA director. Bush had been in the CIA since the late 1940s, early 1950s. But I'm talking about Bush 41. Now remember, I say 41. Everybody asks, is that his bowling score or his IQ? Bush 41 would be George Herbert Walker Bush. Bush 43 is the current one. Bush 41 had been the CIA director during 1976. During that time, he created Team B. Team B is the way that the neocons, like Pearl and Wolfowitz, came into government for the first time at a executive branch level. In other words, this was the group that talked about what Soviet intentions were. So he's got this alliance between the Bush family and the neocons going back in a very strong way to 1976. In the New Hampshire primary in 1980, and I know this very clearly because I was there, there was a large effort made by people around Reagan to portray Bush as a member of the Trilateral Commission, as a preppy, Yale-y, Andover graduate.
I have the newspaper reports. Yeah,
right, and it's, a lot of them are from the Manchester Union Leader. But let me also say that some of those I helped to inspire myself, because this issue of Skull and Bones was really, I think, a big issue. Skull and Bones got to be something even more important than the Trilateral Commission because of the regional importance of Yale up there in New England. Now, it all came down to the famous Gun Owners Dinner, which was held in February of 1980, I believe. And this was the one where this was going to be a debate between Bush and Reagan. Except that the other candidates were excluded. The other Republican candidates were excluded. So that included Bob Dole, John Anderson, Phil Crane, Howard Baker, a number of other Republican candidates. And they tried to break into the room and get up on the stage and open up the debate to others. Now, this was the key psychological moment for Bush. What I call this in my book is the epiphany of a scoundrel. In other words, this is the moment where everybody in the room, including Ronald Reagan, saw that Bush was a scoundrel in the sense that these people that were trying to get in were all people that had helped Bush at various points in his career, as I detail. But now he's so focused on the idea that he's the alternative to Reagan that he won't let them come up on the stage and be part of it. And this is where you may remember the man in the front row yells, "You people are like Hitler." And this is, of course, where Breen of the local paper says, "Turn off the microphone." And Reagan says, "I'm paying for this microphone, Mr. Green." He gets the guy's name wrong. It's Breen. But this was a very important moment. It's the moment that lost Bush the primary in New Hampshire, because everybody saw what this person was made of. And it was also the moment where Reagan decided that he never wanted Bush on the ticket. He did not want him as vice president, because his Reagan's reasoning was, I have my doubts about this guy. If he cracks under the strain of something like this, a mere debate, how can he function under the pressures of the presidency? And that then leads us to the question, how did Bush ever get on the vice presidential ticket with Reagan?
Okay, well, we'll in a nutshell cover that, cover the assassination. Then I want to get into the upcoming terror attacks. Your big analysis on that. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it, my friends. I've researched history, especially the areas that Mr. Tarpley is discussing in detail. What he's saying is extremely accurate. And you need to realize this. Now, I know we got loaded phone lines, and we'll get to Vince and Phil all the other people from Colorado to Texas to Alabama that are patiently holding in the next hour with Mr. Tarpley. But we've got to somehow accelerate through all this because it's trying to cram it all into a history lesson. Just in a nutshell, what happened at the convention in Detroit, then the attempted assassination, and then on today to what they've now set up and how they're saying martial law is coming, it's good, we're going to secretly arrest you, we're going to torture you, this is freedom.
The Bush got on the ticket through the help of Gerry Ford. Gerry Ford negotiated with Reagan about being co-president until the last minute. Then he pulled out. Reagan had no other choice. He had to take Bush. So that was the covert operation right there. The other one to point to is the October surprise in the campaign. This was Bush negotiating with the Iranians to prevent the release of the hostages on Carter's watch. Lots of contacts with the Iranians. Those are now reactivated. Then we get to the fight for power. It's a three-way struggle in the White House. You've got Baker working for Bush. You've got Deaver allegedly working for Reagan, and Meese also working for Reagan. But Deaver goes with Baker. In that way, Bush is beginning to take over the White House. And then, at the end of March of 1981, I have in front of me the Houston Post, and the headline is Reagan Wounded. And then we see a little bit below that on the page, Bush's son was to dine with suspect's brother. And that refers to Neil Bush, Silverado Neil Bush, the brother of the current tenant of the White House, had a dinner appointment with Scott Hinckley, the elder brother of John Hinckley Jr., and that's the would-be murderer.
And he also, just as, I mean, in a nutshell, worked for the family. The shooter of Mr. Chapman, the shooter of John Lennon, worked for World Vision. You've got the family, the Hinckleys running World Vision, the CIA front globally, and then now their son goes and supposedly shoots Reagan. What's your info on that?
That World Vision is the CIA front. The next day, Vice President confirms his son was to have hosted Hinckley brother. Why is this? Weird happenstance, says the spokeswoman. Neil Bush had a press conference in Denver. I have the Denver Rocky Mountain News. Bush, Hinckley's sons, had appointment. Now, the story was that Neil Bush, of course, wanted to learn the oil industry, and the Hinckley family knew all about that. But
now we find out that John Hinckley Jr. lives in Midland around the Bushes. They hang out together. Later they tried to deny all this, despite the fact that it's admitted.
Well, I think the issue is, how did this happen? Was that on the day of the shooting, George Bush flew back from Texas, I guess, where he had been, and he presided over a meeting of the National Security Council with Weinberger, French Smith, Meese, and the rest of them, saying there was no conspiracy. So that then became the official finding. There never was an investigation. Now, I think this is a strong prima facie case for something very wrong. It's
and you've got it from their own. You've got it from members of the administration's own autobiographies,
right,
where Bush marches in. They say it's not a conspiracy.
Yeah.
4 hours after, then that's the official story.
That's the finding, and they did. Of course, that means they didn't do any serious investigating. Right? They simply had immediate reports. They know nothing. And
meanwhile, Hinckley Jr. is taken to a military base and admitted a mind control center.
Right. Now, he had been obsessed with Jodie Foster of Yale, and Jodie Foster is somebody who was supposedly a kind of a secret member of Skull and Bones. So this is something where there should have been an investigation. If there was ever a case for a special prosecutor, this was it.
And by the way, he even lived at Yale for a while.
Yeah, that's it. He was following Jodie Foster 24 hours a day. So this looks like some kind of a brainwashing case, right? Manchurian candidate Hinckley. Now, during the time that Reagan was ill, convalescing, Bush established his control over the entire covert operations of that regime, and therefore...
Okay, we'll come back and jump forward to the future and to the present. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, toxins, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.